Today's Best of Philly Real Ass Podcast is brought to you by Yo Kratom. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last bank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Dead Meat Podcast, hung out with these guys in Philadelphia. We got hammered at a bar, found out they were both into jiu-jitsu. I instantly went for wrist control on both of them. They both fought back, and we went into a little grappling thing. I was like, these are cool guys. Any men who will grapple with me without, I mean, for no reason. They don't know me. They're like, dude, we're just doing this in a bar in public. We're all adults. We're all in our 30s. Very good people, in my opinion. That's a quality of a person that I want. Yeah. In my life. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tim Butterly. It's a great name.
Tight.
And thank Mike you. Rainey.
What up, guys? And Lewis, I just want to let you know, you made us feel very unsafe that evening.
Why?
Yeah, dude.
Well, I guess we're officially us toing you. do you normally go up to people and grab their wrist in bars when you don't know them?
Only if I get a sense that they're real ass.
Dude, I got fucking fair grappled. Enough. I'm here to collect an apology, dude.
Doggy,
we met. I was like, Louis J, wow, what a pleasure, right?
Yeah.
And you instantly start fucking grabbing.
Yeah, dude, you put your hand out like that. What do you think I'm going to do? Wrist control immediately.
Well, I don't go for that.
Dude. You didn't have a watch you could steal, so.
Yeah, I mean, immediately wrist control. You put your hand out like that, wrist control. I saw your fucking ears. Can you show Shannon your ears, because Shannon's a real hoe, and she likes a nice shit ear.
Hey, great.
She loves a nice shitty ear.
These are definitely shit ears.
Nice to see some like doodly dudes in the studio. It makes me happy.
Thanks, Shannon. We appreciate it.
I'm just standing up for myself right now, dude. I was physically harmed, dude. He wrestled me, right? And then I found out later that he profiled me. He was like, I figured you were a real fucking Philly retard and that's what you'd be into. So,
well,
I don't care if you're correct, dude. You fucking assumed.
I was 100% right.
I don't give a shit, dude.
Dude, you are and Puerto Rican Tim, Harvey Weinstein.
You should be fucking happier because I remember this because I know we were all hammered, but I remember this very specifically. Rainey let me just fucking get wrist control. I dominated pretty easily. Went over to Butterly, tried to get wrist control. He was like, no, not today. And then I was like, you know what? Butterly's more badass. And I was actually trying to set up a fight between you guys right there and then, but you didn't take the bait.
Impossible, dude.
No, we're
impossible. Unbreakable. We're back to back. Any fight, we're back to back, dude. Yep. Showering, we're back to back. We never go front to front, especially in a fucking fight.
Dude, seeing Zach in person, like, I can't get over your majesty right now, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, you look like if Guy Fieri grew up too close to the power lines.
Did you two fall off of Shane Gillis like the Cloverfield monster?
For sure.
He unzips his track second and we fall out.
Don't come after Zach, bro. Zach's not the one. I'll just say Zach's not the one. We got fucking Cannon here for that, all right, Doggy? You fucking trash Cannon all day long. Look, it's a fucking country in mourning right now. What am I supposed to say? You know, Kobe is a fucking national hero.
Mm.
People love this guy, apparently. I had no idea. I'm not into basketball. I know that he was one of the big ones.
But you are into rape.
Yeah, that's true. But he didn't even register in my top five rapists of all time.
Wow.
Who's that's in your
disrespect.
Top five?
Top five rapists of all time.
Go.
Harv Dog's got to be in there.
Harv Dog's in there, but I mean, that's not really like fucking. I like a good meat and potatoes.
But
fucking.
He had. But his reign was long.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He maintained that rape reign.
That's a legacy.
That's a rape dynasty. Top of the rape mountain.
Did you just write a rap for Harvey Weinstein?
Weinstein.
Who are the top rapists of all time? Shannon
Cosby,
celebrity. I mean, Cosby's probably up
Cosby's
there.
Cosby's one of the top non-celebrity celebrity.
Cosby was white collar rape, though.
Cosby was slick because I think that eye was
no,
just.
They're called pajamas.
Cosby would throw people off. Like he'd be like, "What is he looking at?" And while everyone's looking at what Cosby's one eye is looking at, he starts raping the chick. So I think Cosby, just in terms of just having an actual superpower and a physical deformity. That was it was like evolution.
When you talk to Cosby, you could see your future rape in that eye.
Yeah. It's true.
Like a slot machine.
Cosby might be my favorite because he was a mutant rapist.
Yeah.
Who else? Who are some other celebrity rapists? Michael Tyson. Jackson. Michael Jackson. Yeah, those boys wanted it. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
They did.
They rode the coasters. They knew the price.
It's like, I don't know if it's not, that's not rape. Yeah, it's rape, but it's not like.
Like you're getting to hang out with a monkey too. So it's not that bad.
Oh, easy. At that point, you bleached his skin. What the fuck's wrong with you, dude?
So if you had to choose, right? You get
raped. Piece of shit.
you get a roller coaster ride and your asshole eaten. Like, what is a fucking great host?
So yeah. That's it. If you have to choose, right? If you fuck Weinstein, you get a movie. If you fuck Michael Jackson, you get an amusement park. Man.
Yeah, but didn't Weinstein actually hold bitches down?
I'm assuming.
There's a few that seem pretty.
Having sex with a child is worse than even holding a woman down. I will say that right now, right?
How brave.
Come on, right?
Yeah.
Can we all agree on that?
Some of those kids try to get away.
What's worse?
You pussy lefty.
What's worse? You got to choose one. What's worse? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with kid.
Ken, fine. Yeah, you have to do one.
I have to do one?
You have to do one.
You're not going to make the girl gay.
You have to hold a woman down against her will as she screams no. Or you have to seduce a child to the point where he's like very willing, like way into it.
That is the worst Sophie's choice of all time.
Yeah.
The kid, for sure.
Yeah, the kid.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, the woman.
You'd rather do that.
Yeah, I guess. If there's no other possible option.
There's no option, that's it.
If I can't kill myself, I have to do one of the two. I suppose I'm going to hurt an adult over making a child fall in love with me enough to open his asshole for my dick.
But, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plunger right. Just sounds like work. Like second episode of Peppa Pig in. I'm like, I'm just gonna rape this lady.
That sounds like a clear decision. Let's make it more interesting. Would you rather hurt one kid or five women?
The five. I would hurt.
You would rather rape 100 women.
Football stadium. Yeah. At that point, it's fun. I would hurt a football stadium of women before. Yeah.
Before one child.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All you gotta do is make out with one kid's butt.
Oh, yeah. Making out with a kid's butt—that's different.
Making out with his butt.
You could convince their subconscious that that's just an odd way to wipe, and then they'll go through life totally normal. Yeah, I could do that. I mean, as long as I'm not inserting my penis.
I like the fact that Cannon—he has an open mind here.
That's a diddler life.
That's the thing, dude. Is I'm super liberal across the board. I'm open minded either
you
way.
You really are, dude.
I'm playing that part, and it's just going to make me suffer online.
So, all right. So, what happened here with Kobe? Okay, because our friend Ari Shaffir, his life is in shambles now. It's over. I don't even know if we could associate with Ari anymore. It's a fucking, this is the line that he crossed. This is it. You don't fucking besmirch Kobe's name.
You think this is it? This is Shaffir's Rubicon?
Dude, this was a big one.
Yeah, there's no coming back from this?
His hometown, like, he's going to have to take a few weeks to not.
There's a month at least of not going to L.A. There's no way. I normally say I don't believe in these threats.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's
that
just.
That whole city.
Dude, World Star picked it up.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Black people like already not fan of Jews right now. It's not going well. And he sent black Jew relations back another 100 years.
Doggy. I mean, one guy tweeted, I'm a fan of Hitler now. In response, I retweeted him. It was incredible. I was like, wow. That is an extreme reaction.
Who do you think Hitler's team would be?
The Mavericks.
So, I mean, there's a lot of pieces to this story. I mean, should we start off with Ari? Should we start off with Ari? Should we start off with the crash? I guess let's start off with the crash. Right?
Did you guys see it yet?
I haven't seen the video yet. Yeah. I heard there's video of it.
It looks like a helicopter crash.
That sucks.
Okay. It was crashing, and then it crashed, and then there was an explosion.
Can we see it?
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, one sec.
Right, can anybody do the Arnold Schwarzenegger get to the chopper?
Hold on, I got one.
I'm not actually good at the impressions.
Can anyone do a helicopter voice saying, get to the ground?
Where's Sherrod?
Oh, no.
All right, now he's just showing off.
Jesus.
Oh, my Lord.
All right.
He's on fire!
Oh, come on, Zach. What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
Oh, no. What if
someone went, aw.
Oh, Lord. Oh, man.
I must do a child cry as well? Shannon, what the fuck? Turn the audio off and turn some fun music on, you bitch.
Even if I don't have audio, you yell at me.
Shannon, no. Fun music. Fun music for that. What's a fun song?
Some type of jock jam.
That's brutal.
Oh, yeah, that
I mean,
terrible.
Look, here's the thing. Like, what's really sad is the fact that there's a fucking little girl, a couple little girls, that died. You know, that's the sad thing. You know, the fact that Kobe Bryant, yes, sure, it's sad to his family, sad to people. People die every day in the fucking world, right? And to be honest with you, people die that don't have fucking five NBA championships and $1 billion.
Or a private helicopter.
Yeah. God gifted gifts that will fucking enable you to do the most amazing things. He got to experience and see, a million times or infinitely more than you or I will ever get to experience in our lives. So I'm not. It's just sort of like I kind of roll my eyes when people are like losing their minds over it. I'm like, guys, people die. I mean,
but loss of life is still set.
People aren't freaking out over a grandma who died across the street or some fucking poor kid's dad who got shot in the
hood. You're used to this guy being alive. It's because he's such a prominent public figure and he has a piece of your childhood or whatever it may be, or a piece of your vagina.
Like it should have been Russell Westbrook.
Huh?
Is that what you're trying to say? It should have been Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, you know that. I agree, man. That's that padding piece of shit.
I'm not like I can't emotionally get like freaked out about celebrity death.
Oh, you don't have to freak out, but you can acknowledge sadness.
Meh. Meh.
It's no more sad. I'm no more sad today.
It's startling because you read Kobe Bryant dies in helicopter crash. It's like a Cards Against Humanity prompt. Like, it's just too many things. Like, didn't see that coming.
Yeah. It was very shocking to see that. I thought it was a my weed dealer told me. My weed dealer showed up, dropped off weed, and he was like, yo, Kobe died. See you later.
Dude. The first emotional post about it, I felt like someone was asking me a favor. Like, I'm not going to care about this. I'm sorry for everybody. But, like, we've lost friends in, like,
I've
the
lost
past
my
month.
Parents.
Dude. Yeah, RIP Chris Cotton, dude. We lost fucking comedians recently.
Chris Cotton.
I'm still sad about that.
Yeah, I'm more sad about Chris Cotton than Kobe.
At 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
But I knew Chris Cotton.
Yeah, where's everyone freaking about Chris Cotton?
They were. When it happened.
Oh, you know what?
You guys are like sad
but then it's
versus.
Like you got distracted.
It's weird.
You get distracted from the guy you know.
Kobe didn't constantly tag me in posts. Promoting shit that I had nothing to do with.
Kobe didn't rape my Facebook wall.
And plus, Cotton would never fit in a fucking helicopter.
Yeah.
You'd have a foot hanging out.
That's why the helicopter went down.
But yeah, I mean, it's hard. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's just perspective. Maybe it's just like, that
Kobe's
was actually sad.
Philly, this,
I've just dealt with real shit. I can't imagine people fucking caring that much.
It's like Gary Heidnick's from Philly. Who gives a shit that he's from Philly?
I mean, I guess if he's absolutely your favorite basketball player, fine. But even that's fucking gay as shit, dude. You have a favorite basketball player? You have a guy who's like, you're not personally invested in his life?
Who are you? Besides Michael Bisping, do you have a favorite fighter?
I don't
are there people
root
you
for
enjoy?
Men to win their dreams. I'm sorry.
I don't believe that.
I'm sorry.
I don't believe that for a second,
dude.
Yeah,
not at all.
I see the way you support
your
fucking
voice. You root for Jay every day.
There we go.
Once again, I'm riding his coattails.
Yeah. Mm.
I ride coattails, and I need to fucking keep those people alive. That's a different thing, okay? This is, I just don't, I can't, I wanted to talk about it in my act, but I heard Chris D'Elia has like a really funny bit about it. It's sort of like wearing another man's name on your back. Just you're walking around like look, it's another, it's fucking, how gay is that?
Hernandez.
That's the only acceptable jersey to wear.
Yeah, but honestly, probably. I can't.
Well, yeah, that's why it's for kids. Like adults.
It's not for kids, adults.
No, I know adults do it and they look dumb,
adults,
but it's mostly for kids.
People that are into sports just in general. So it's like, yeah, but what's sad is this little girl died, right? And here's my problem, okay? So Ari tweets out this thing. Pull up Ari's tweet. By the way, because you got to see the fucking tweet is psychotic.
I mean, I'm probably not the person that should have to say this. Ari's a sociopath.
He's crazy.
Ari's got a touch of the burgers.
Kobe,
for sure.
Kobe Bryant died 23 years too late today. He got away with rape because all the Hollywood liberals who attack comedy enjoy rooting for the Lakers more than they dislike rape. Big ups to the hero who forgot to gas up his chopper. I hate the Lakers. What a great day. Hashtag fuck the Lakers.
What did Kobe do when he was 18?
What do you mean?
He said 23 years too late.
Oh, was it
that's
when
he came into the league.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He
came straight out of high school.
And then
but he was 17, actually.
When did he allegedly rape that girl?
Oh, much later.
The night he got drafted, probably.
Yeah.
The worst part about Kobe is not even the rape. It's when he was being questioned by cops, and then he was like, well, Shaq paid millions to quiet women. And the cops were like, what?
Yeah.
And that got out.
That's
and
crazy.
He just narked on his buddy. Well, they weren't friends at the time. They were on the same team and hated each other.
Oh,
but
imagine like, getting raped by Shaq. That would suck.
That would be the worst.
Holy shit.
It's like a weighted blanket. Just getting fucked by a weighted blanket.
It's like a car piston going into your asshole.
Yeah. Fuck all that. I do not want to get raped by anybody, but Shaq in particular.
Tried to get him to stop, but I don't know sign language.
Mike Rose narrating it.
Shane, do you have a hickey on your neck?
Yes.
Dude, fuck
yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with
you? Thank you for noticing.
You're an adult. Yeah. You're a fucking adult. You have a hickey on your neck.
Yes, dude. I'm bringing hickeys back. Hickeys need to come back. When did they become not cool?
Dude, he's dating a 23-year-old girl.
Yeah, baby.
Somebody said you're dating a smoking hot chick.
23 Big Jay told me.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, he's like, Shane. He's like, Shane's dating a smoking hot chick. And I was like, Shane Gillis? He was like, yeah. I was like, no.
What?
I swear to God. When I was like, smoking hot? He was like, all right, her body's smoking hot. Her face is really cute. That's like, what? So that's...
Yeah, spot on. Yeah, she all right.
Let me see
her face is average, but...
Let me see. It really is, dude. I talk about that in my act. Like, when you're younger, like, body is like, you just want a fucking smoking hot body.
Hell yeah.
See, if I show you this, there's no way.
I'm not going to show it to the fans. Let me see. He's looking for the best photo of her.
No, I mean,
he's looking for
all,
one where she's not all fucking.
Looking for a shower.
Oh, great. I'm trying to find one where she's not naked.
Oh, is he naked, you fucking
no,
bitch?
No, dude.
Shane.
Nah,
bro. I'll show you my girl naked right now. She's a fucking professional comedian.
All right, deal.
Done. Let's go. Trade.
Trade. Good trade. Right
can I get
fair
in on
trade.
This?
Now you're out,
bring
Tom.
Bring some to the table, not just your shitty teeth.
No.
Just fucking open your mouth real wide.
My dental x-ray.
This isn't. I control the phone, dude.
Okay.
It's just a sick vid for my fucking dogs.
Hell yeah, dude.
There's nothing wrong with this. Baby girl, if you're watching this, dude, I love you so much. Don't fucking dump me for this. No, here, look at this. Oh my God. Dude, don't get your fucking Puerto Rican hands off this, dude.
Are you kidding me? Shane. Doggy.
Yeah.
Wow, oh, she's hot. Her face is hot.
Dude, she's gorgeous. Yeah.
Hell
what
yeah,
a victory.
Doggy.
What a major victory.
What's Jay talking? Has Jay ever seen a shitty face? He said that face was just, get the fuck out of her. She's beautiful.
She is. It's a major victory for me and for the troops.
Well, in defense of Jay, she did not have clown makeup on.
Here. Let's see. I actually don't have any naked videos of Kim.
You're such
a
piece
of naked.
Shit.
That was a naked dick. Dickhead. That was fucking, there was underwear on.
There was.
Yeah, so that's not naked. That's just fucking her.
I don't think it would be appropriate.
Still a generous offer to your friends.
Hold on, let me see.
On a it was.
Radio show that is being broadcast.
Yeah.
I saw from here, buddy. Good
it was
for
excellent.
I'll
hook it up. It was fucking excellent, dude. You are, had it, and she obviously saw you.
Tom, are you going through your photos right now? You're trying to jump in?
This is my last
photo. By the way, all I saw was this, like in the sheets, and I realized it's my son. I'm about to show you a sexy video of my kid. It's fucking.
We're going to act great later again?
It's him being cute with a baby. We have a scale. Thank God. By the way, you have to return this. We're not expensing this. This is crazy. You got to tell me you got the wrong scale. It's very easy.
It's used.
It's used?
Yeah.
Do you use scale?
That's Ralph's scale.
It's old.
Oh, you went to Ralph's house. All right, I'm going to do a fucking weigh-in right now.
Hell yeah.
All right, guys, keep it going for a second. I got to do a weigh-in.
That is legit. That's the last photo.
Sick ass fucking. Me and Tommy both have great headshots right now.
That was last night.
Oh, great!
Yeah,
it's them eating some fucking coon.
Oh, we got that on the.
You definitely caught you guys on the camera. By the way, there's no doubt about it.
Sorry,
wait, what did you call it?
Coon. They were eating a black person.
No, no. First of all, it's snuff, and not coon.
They were eating a black person in the 40s.
You're way off, dude. Way off.
I have a little porch monkey salad. Yeah, that's what they call it.
Holy shit.
All right, take it easy.
Welcome to Compound Media.
Yeah, dude.
Look, don't support Patreons, okay? Patreon is a fucking scam. They're a bunch of fucking lefty faggots on the West Coast. They're gonna make all of the podcasters that you love dependent on them and then take it away. Do not trust Patreon. Do not give them your money. No offense. I mean, I know you guys got a Patreon, but don't do it, everyone. Don't do it.
Counterpoint. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Don't do that.
Now, would you consider we'll suck each other's dicks, and whoever comes first, that's who can't do their podcast at that time.
Oh, classic suck off.
Oh, dude, whoever's gayer.
It's a Mexican suck off.
Dude, Mexican suck off. Whoever, so we suck.
Stop putting that cock in my dick.
We suck each other's dicks. Whoever comes first is obviously gay.
Yeah.
So we're 69ing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fucking great idea.
Yeah. Psh.
I love that idea.
Yeah, we've got the rules all set out. I'll have to dig them up, but the terms are clear.
I feel like I could get my dick sucked by both of you guys at the same time and not come.
All right, put your money where your fucking Let's dick go, is. Dude. Put your money where my mouth is.
Fuck yeah, you get the guest attack. Hell yeah. Literally on the board, baby boy. Also, check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. I've been crushing it there. I've gotten way better at Rocket League. It's still not good.
Where are you at? Where are you ranked? Also, check out my Twitch, twitch.tv/TimButterly. It's just like Lewis's boat. I'm better at Rocket League.
I'll say that I'm ranked gold.
That's not bad.
It's not true. Oh. But I have been ranked. I keep on going back and forth between silver 4 yeah. or silver 3 division 4 and gold 1 division 1.
I've ranked up to the point now, like the high diamonds, lower champions, where my only teammates are like autistic 11-year-olds. It's oh, nice. Completely unmanageable. I have to quit. I'm done playing the game. All the normal people, like the skill cap is like
wow.
high gold. I don't know whatever's above that, but like once you get above that, you're in the fucking Spurg zone.
It's fucking hard.
It's a
game.
Nightmare.
I watched you play a couple weeks ago. Actually, Rocket League should let you drive around with Princess Diana in the back of your car. Yes. That's how fucking bad you are, dude.
I'm not good. Oh boy, a lot of whiffing, a lot of going straight past that ball. Then I freak out. If I start losing by 3 points, I'm just like, literally the rest of my time is me calling the person I'm playing his mom a pig. They cut you off. They don't allow you to say certain things. You'll spend a lot of time fucking writing crazy shit, and then you press enter, and then it's all asterisks. You're like, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right above the boost button, right above the turbo button's the N-word button. And yeah. You're just spamming it.
Look, we have an incredible show planned today. I'm very, very excited to have both of you guys on the show. We're going to go train after this, which is fucking incredible.
Can't wait.
Yeah. I was talking to this chick about doing jiu-jitsu, and I was like, I was like in the moment, and I was like, yeah, like in jiu-jitsu, you could actually like murder somebody. Like they, like, you know, you could like choke people, you could fucking tear their limbs off.
Come at me like this.
And then after jiu-jitsu last night, I talked to her on the phone, and she was like, how was murder practice?
Oh, dude. Did she ask you that with a wet pussy?
No, she was mocking me. She was mocking me directly to my face, but now I'm just calling it murder practice.
Yeah.
So, dude, you should heel hook her.
I should.
Just break it right off.
I should fucking...
My coach has a ponytail and 4 arms.
Okay, let's get into some of this shit today. I mean, first of all, I'll say I'm coming in a little bit fucked up today. And typically I don't talk about this because I think it's fucking whack as fuck when people talk about this. But I had a nightmare.
Oh, your sobriety nightmare.
Sobriety.
You tweeted about. Are you going to tell us about the nightmare?
I'll tell you about the nightmare. I think people that tell about dreams are basic bitches. It's like they don't live their dreams. They don't live their lives to their fullest. So they got to talk about this fantasy world up here. Like, I'll talk about real life all day, baby. I'm living my dream. But
I think there are good dream tellers. I'll listen to any dream, but I'm very judgmental. I don't think all dreams are gay. I just think that.
Yeah, let's hear what you got, man. Yeah.
No, the problem is with dream. If somebody's a good dream teller, they're lying because you don't remember enough details to fill in the. So yeah, they're filling it in themselves.
The telling of it becomes like its own art.
Because it's always like, I was like, all right, so I was at the mall, right? And then my grandma was there, right?
I don't like a lot of detail.
Then the mall turned into my backyard, like out of nowhere, right? So that doesn't make any sense. So that's the way most dreams are, and they kind of suck, you know? But I got sober over three weeks ago, going on 4 weeks. I'm very excited about this. I've not even been talking about it on the podcast because people bitch so much. They think I'm fucking preaching about being sober. I'm not preaching about being sober. I wish I could be a drug addict. I wish I could be a lowly, low-life, dirtbag fucking drug addict like all the fans of the show. Okay? But I'm not. I'm now sober. I'm clean. I'm fucking being the best version of myself. I'm being a role model for my son. Deal with it.
Is this permanent?
Maybe.
Yeah?
Maybe. We'll see what happens. When I go to Jamaica, I'm going to smoke weed. There's no way.
I don't think... Weed counts?
Oh, weed counts for me.
Does it?
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
I just smoke all day, every day. I get fucking baked. By the time noon hits, I'm just like...
I can't go off mushrooms.
You're just always on mushrooms?
Well, I just went back on them yesterday.
Are you microdosing all the time?
Yeah, all the time. How much? I have to do it year round. I don't know, like a pinch in the morning every day.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're microdosing right now?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't not.
What does it even feel like?
It shouldn't feel like anything. If you do it too hard, the carpet gets a little bit swirly, but it shouldn't feel like party time ever.
So it's almost like Adderall. I've heard that.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
You're clear-headed.
It's a fucking... lot like Adderall, but I'm not taking Adderall.
Yeah, you know, fuck yourself up. Yeah, I've heard it's great for people. But that's still not, I don't consider that doing drugs.
Okay, cool.
I feel like that, That's almost like
it's medicine.
It's kind of medicine. Simple as that.
It's from the earth, dude.
It is. So my dream, so two nights in a row, I wasn't dreaming at all, and I was waiting for these dreams to come because I have stopped smoking weed before.
And wait, is it the booze or the weed that stopped you from dreaming?
I don't know. What do they say about this, Shannon? Shannon's a dumb twitty girl, so she probably is like, I have three dream books.
We talk about dreams on my show.
I know you do, because you're a dumb twitty girl. I said that. I try to FaceTime Shannon, and Shannon will not answer FaceTime at night because she doesn't have her face on. Yeah. So I want you guys to realize that Shannon is probably very ugly.
I am.
I don't know.
I'm not pretty.
Don't start negging. It's too late to start negging.
No, dude. It's never too late to start negging.
She have her sleep paralysis demon answer the call.
Oh, she's actually busy sucking dick right now. You're gonna call back, Luce.
Shannon, I want to see you without makeup. How bad is it?
It's not great. It's not great.
Because you're fucking, you're beautiful. You're beautiful with makeup.
With lighting and makeup.
When you're, and I, if I can't.
It'd be great if without makeup she looked exactly like Dylan.
It's worse.
You just can't tell them apart.
So then she calls me back right away. She's like, no, I'm not answering my phone. But Shannon, maybe you could analyze my dreams here. I don't even know. But two nights in a row. First night, I was on the subway, and then a homeless-looking black guy gets on the subway with my son, a girl that's like probably in the fifth grade, and then like another little boy. And I'm like, and I literally said, well, who the fuck are you? Like, he's with my son. And he starts like stuttering, right? He's telling my story. He's stuttering. Okay. And then I was like, all right, fuck this. And then I take James away. I was like, get the fuck away from us. Like, and then I'm chilling. And then the subway stop comes and I get off the train and I forgot that I left James on the train. So I left him on the train right there. I was like, in my phone.
In your wildest dreams, you're a deadbeat dad.
It was bad. And then I start like immediately, I was like, oh my God. And I watched the train go. I'm like, fuck. So I run upstairs and I call the cops and I'm starting to like get upset. And it's so realistic, dude. I'm just like fucking like, I call the cops.
Can I interrupt real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
So a black guy is raising your son and you forgot him. By any chance, was this the B train?
God damn it, Zach. That was good. Beatrice, we call her B. She's my ex. So that was a solid, solid fucking joke for the people that don't get it. So I leave him on the train and then I call the cops. And then the cops are like, does he have a phone? And I was like, no, he's eight. They're like, well, sorry. I mean, there's literally nothing we can do if he doesn't have a phone. And then I just start breaking down and just dry heave crying on the street. And I'm trying to like wave cop cars down and nobody will stop. Like, and that's just goes on for 15 minutes. And that's the whole fucking dream. It's just me dry heave crying, thinking that my son is being sold into the black market for hot little kids.
Oh, man.
He would be top tier.
My son would be fucking... My son is worth so much money on Hot Kid Black Market. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, he's a first-round pick.
Dude,
yeah.
He's fucking cute. He's charming, personable.
He's that S tier at the top.
Yeah, you almost want your kid to have a cleft palate.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and, yeah, just in case they get kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but... Not man. For any other reason.
Yeah. You grow a mustache when you're older.
Dude, one of my kids was born with a cleft lip. And she got it fixed right away. And we were broke as shit. We were standing at the bus stop. And there was a poster for this thing called Smile Train, where they do nonprofit fix kids with cleft palates. Yeah. And I showed it to her. I was like, Livy, what do you think of this little girl? That real fucked up cleft lip. She goes, ew. You know, fuck you. We should have left it fucked up. You fucking bitch.
No, she got it. She knew what the fuck was up.
Fuck you, Joaquin.
I used to keep a picture in my wallet before people had cell phones. This is when I was maybe 20. It was just like, I would do like gags for myself. And I printed out offline like a little Mexican kid with a cleft palate, but like I'm talking about like one of the ones where it was split open and you saw like gums and fucking teeth. And I used to keep it in my wallet and say that it was my nephew. I was like, oh, you want to see my nephew? And I showed it to people and just watch people being like,
you're such a brave uncle.
It's so cute how his teeth are running across the border.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, my Christ.
Yeah, they look like Hellraiser monsters.
Oh, my God. It looks like with a Demogorgon.
Yeah.
That sucks.
From the Upside Down.
That sucks.
Looks like Ari's asshole. That's what Ari's asshole actually looks like. It's a crying cleft palate baby.
If you're breastfeeding a cleft palate baby, you almost have to put both titties in there just to see if you can fit them again.
Doesn't that baby, it looks like its mouth was fucked open.
Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, yeah.
They should make fleshlights out of that face. If they did, I would buy one right now. If you understand how to make fleshlight covers, please send me a cleft palate baby face.
Yeah, if you can make a flesh palate, please hit us up.
There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Ew, that dude. Is fucking scary. And then the second dream, this one was even more morbid, but less realistic, but still thought it was real. I dreamed that I was fucking a superhero. Now, she...
Whoa.
Don't fucking call me a homo, bro. I saw your face. You're about to be like fucking faggot. I got it. I know what you're trying to do. Okay. That's
your words, not mine.
No, dude. I know what's happening.
Not me.
I was fucking a superhero. She was a super, but she was almost like Homelander and The Boys. She was like evil. She wasn't, but she was supposed to be good, but she was fucked up and evil. And I was fucking around on her. I was like fucking around with other chicks. Like even in my dream, I'm a fucking scumbag. I'm not faithful. So I'm fucking around like other chicks. And me and this superhero were in a play together, and I kept on forgetting my lines. Now, I knew after the play she was going to kill me because she thought I was cheating on her, and I was trying to, like, just fucking whatever it was, buy time or whatever it is. During rehearsal for this play, this is so vivid, okay? And I thought it was real the whole time, okay? During rehearsal for this play, a guy emails me pictures of me naked, like a fan, being like, hey, dude, I got these pictures, and it's me naked, and it's me, my dick is my dick, but it's not how I would want a picture of my dick taken. Like, it's in its worst, smallest, the worst, absolute smallest dick I could possibly have. It's, like, tucked in. It's fucking brutal, okay? And then I'm with this other chick who's not the superhero chick in the pictures as well. So I'm like, fuck, the superhero's going to kill me if she finds these pictures. And the whole dream, and it felt like hours, was me trying to rehearse for this play while trying to text this guy, please just delete these. What are you doing? But I couldn't get the text out. I kept on like fucking up and typoing while I'm fucking up my lines in my play. What does it mean, Shannon?
Man, there was so much gay shit in that. I can't believe you took the time to change it to a girl in the beginning. It was definitely not a dude. It was a girl. So anyway, I'm rehearsing for my play, and a dude sends me naked pictures of myself.
So get back to my son getting kidnapped by this fucking 14-foot-tall dick.
Shannon, what does it mean?
I think the first one is kind of obvious. I think that it's just your I guess any parent's fear of not being able to protect your child. I think
all right,
it's the first
Captain
one.
Obvious. Thanks, Shannon.
I
we all knew
by
that.
Saying it was obvious, but you're asking.
I would go
me.
A step further. I think that you clearly fucked up in that dream by forgetting him, and the point of the dream was you dealing with the consequences of something that you haven't actually done.
Wow, Shannon, that's how you analyze a dream, you stupid bitch.
You didn't let me finish. You didn't let me finish.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to say on Friday.
I'm going to the next thing that she says, I'm going to sneak in at the very last second and steal it again.
Good. Good.
The second one, I think, is about your what you feel your inadequacies are in relationships.
Performing.
Well, I think
joke writing.
No, I think that is part of
being
it.
Improving.
I think part of it is like performing, because that's you forgetting your lines for the play.
Yeah.
And the other part is your battles in relationships about not being able to, like, battling with being faithful and meeting her expectations and also trusting a woman, because you didn't trust her. You thought she was going
to
kill you.
I don't know. I think the point of the dream is that you need to get your license.
I do need to get my license. I've been driving illegally for months. It's been a problem.
The so fact you made it a female superhero is because you do put pussy on a pedestal.
I do put pussy on a pedestal. They say don't do that, right?
Don't
what was
put
that
the
movie?
On a pedestal.
They say don't put the movie in the movie.
Heat.
Casablanca.
Don't get into any pussy you can't get out of in 30 seconds or less.
I think it's from Deuce Bigelow. But I could be wrong.
No. It was a 40-year-old virgin.
Thank you.
40-year-old virgin. Yeah, maybe that's what's going on. I'm putting the pussy on the pedestal. That's why she's a superhero.
Yeah.
And I feel guilt about all my fucking past indiscretions.
It's adequate podcast, girl.
Doggy, it fucking, I don't like it. I don't want to go to sleep now. Like, I woke up this morning, like, in a cold sweat at, like, 6, and I was still tired, but I was like, I can't go back to sleep. It's too much. When do the dreams stop? Please have me stop dreaming crazy, scary dreams. I don't want to lose my son ever again. It is, there's, look.
So you need the Nightmare on Elm Street 3 pill to make you stop dreaming.
Oh, is there one? Does that exist?
The only, not in real life.
Please give me the Nightmare on Elm Street 3 pill.
Of course, it's from the gay one.
Choose the gay one.
Oh, my bad.
Now, would you consider handcuffing your son to you when you went to bed?
Or a radiator?
That's a good idea, actually. To bring it, pull him into the dream with me.
And then you lose him in the dream.
Oh, no.
Fuck, it was a premonition. Adding to what Shannon said and also kind of maybe amplifying it, I think now that you're not using alcohol and weed, you're kind of like face to face with like the things that maybe you weren't dealing with. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Maybe you weren't actively what do you call it? Self medicating. But I think that now you've got a little bit of clarity, and I don't think you're that person anymore. But I think you have some things in your past that you regret, and you're kind of like juxtaposing that with your future.
You're telling me, bro.
These are just anxieties, dude. You got it. These are anxieties you have to fucking face and deal with, dude.
Yeah, dude. I know. We're going to fucking get
this is going to culminate with you just like doing a gigantic dose of like weed or mushrooms or something and just sitting from experience. You're going to be sitting in a hotel room by yourself completely upright, just like sweating and shaking. Mm. And then you come out on the other side, you'll be fine.
I hope so. I hope I come out on the other side fine. I'm doing a lot of soul searching right now, guys.
Yeah.
So looking for shoes. Hell yeah, dude. I just fucking crush that fucking joke. Did you guys hear that one? I'm gonna fucking give it to myself. Why are your dreams suddenly so intense after you stop smoking weed? According to a neurologist and somnologist, some fucking asshole, that's what I say, weed suppresses REM sleep, but comes back with a vengeance if you take a pot hiatus.
I'm a big fan of the author Twan Stoffels. I don't know if you call it
Twan Stoffels.
Yeah, my favorite vice writer.
Yeah, I have been taking a hiatus.
Woo! All right, dude, chill. You're falling apart with that weed. 45 minutes late for your podcast.
I had Dylan rearrange everything, too. I yelled at him after the show. I was like, Dylan, get the fuck over here. Everything should be laid out nice and easy. I'm still hitting the wrong things.
Maybe REM sleep isn't for anyone. Maybe you're not cut out for it.
Dude, I don't need REM sleep in my life. I don't need it, okay? I'm fucking scared.
You should get back on weed.
No, I can't. I wish I could.
I just want what's best for you, dude.
I want to get back on weed so badly, but I can't. And then I think about it. I'm like, dude, I could just go smoke some fucking weed right now. Nobody will even know. But then I speak to myself, and I look in the mirror. I'm like, who are you, dude? Do you want to be fucking stoned all day? Do you want to be in a haze all day? Do you want to fucking book? Do you want to buy The Bonfire from Sirius XM? What's going on?
Dude, you should think about getting a Jamaican nanny for overnights. Just get her to watch you, and if you start like running,
oh, for me,
so, yeah, no, not for your son, for you. Maybe get one for him too.
Yeah, they could be friends. Yeah. That way, they don't get lonely at night.
Yo, yeah. So that's the other thing that's happening right now is Gas Digital is making a real play for The Bonfire, and we're trying to buy them out from SiriusXM. Dan Soder being a very negative Nancy about this, though. I don't know if you guys have seen.
He's got to be cautious, man. Mm.
I don't like it.
I think there's more risk for him in it than for you.
What do you mean?
You might lose him on a train.
Yeah, your son was actually the bonfire. And the black guy was Compound B.
Oh, shit. Okay, let's take a break and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and in the market for Kratom, grab it from YoKratom.com. They are in the business of all things Gas Digital, the Real Ass Podcast, and Legion of Skanks. They're our most supportive sponsor, so make sure if you're getting Kratom, get it from them. Once again, that's YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Okay, where were we? Yeah, dude, maybe that was what was going on.
Yeah.
I have a fear of losing Dan Soder and Big J. Okerson. This is bad. He said it was on site on the last Matt and Shane Secret Podcast, and he wasn't kidding. He punched me directly in my jaw the second he saw me today, and didn't feel good. And I respected him for it. And now we're able to be friends. This is how I grew up. You got to fight people before you become friends with them. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the one, the only, Matt McCusker. We had some music, I'm sure, something planned for Nate to hit when you were going to, but his computer's off.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it's still on site, dude. I'm not done.
Oh, you're not? You're still? Yeah. That's not what on site means.
Your boy was connected, man. Terror Squad, baby.
Doggy, on-site means you have to keep on fighting me every time you see me. It's not on-site if we're sitting here podcasting together.
It's on-site.
Yeah, dude, the Latinx community scene's on fire right now. Lots of rife.
If he closes his eyes for too long and sees you again, he's got to hit you again.
Every time he blinks, he'll start hitting me.
Have you been contacted by any like the higher ups in the Latinx comedy scene?
The Latinx, like the
Leguizamo reached down and was Fluffy, like, guys, chill.
Fluffy hit me up. He was like, chill. Yo, Holmes.
I heard Leguizamo made you guys both stop. He's like, stop. You guys are embarrassing us.
Oh, because you're also beefing in the Latinx. I forgot he was beefing with
the Latinx. Yeah.
Wait, are you beefing with the Latinxes?
I didn't know you were. I wasn't putting it together. I forgot you were beefing with another Latinx.
Oh, you did you forget we're both what is Latinx?
You.
It's Latino, but you take away the gender associations of like Latino and Latina.
Please take away the gender, please.
Okay. Yeah, all man. Right. Sorry. I apologize.
Your whole culture is inherently wrong.
Yeah. Your culture is very machismo. And it's, I mean, the patriarchy is run amok.
Yeah.
Amongst the Latinx community.
Really disgust me.
But don't worry. Whites are here to show you the correct way.
I read somebody was tweeting that today. I read some dude tweeting about how toxic masculinity is destroying the world. Like, that's the problem. Specifically, that's the actual problem. And when you think about it, there are no Latinx countries that are really thriving. Like, what's the best one? Puerto Rico.
Eh.
In terms of, like, thriving as part of America.
They're thriving? They don't have electricity, dude. Argentina clearly is crushing Puerto Rico.
No.
Yeah, Argentina is better than Puerto
How
Rico.
How so? Name three ways.
Buenos Aires is like
Buenos
a big
Aires
city.
Buenos Aires is popping right
dude,
now.
Punta Cana.
They have Lionel Messi. They have Lionel Messi.
I can't name a city in Puerto Rico.
I would go for all the not drowny countries. What? Before
that's
Puerto
a state
Rico.
I think that's a state flag of the Dominican Republic. It's just a dude on a dirt bike around a bunch of trash.
Dougie, no. Puerto
Haiti,
Rico.
Haiti's better than Puerto Rico.
Haiti's not better than Puerto Rico.
Haiti slaps, dude.
Haiti rose up and was like, fuck you guys.
Haiti
Dougie.
Cut people's heads off. Hey, you guys are a fucking
Haiti
province.
Haiti is
you're a province, dude. Haiti's out here living their own
DR,
life.
Literally, the reason I don't want to go to DR is because they share the same soil as Haiti. It's the only reason why I've never gone to
Man,
DR.
Man, I forgot how much Latinx people
they hate each other, dude.
God.
Yeah, dude.
Support black people, please.
I do support black people. I just look Godfrey, guys. Check out the Godfrey podcast here on the Gas Digital Network.
Dominicans hate Haitians.
Yeah, dude, because they're fucking on the same island.
Godfrey said me and Matt were Klansmen.
I got him to admit that you guys weren't on the last Realized podcast. Pull up that clip of Godfrey saying it was wrong.
To call us Klansmen?
Yeah, I listened to Godfrey's when the SNL thing. Godfrey came at us hard.
Did he really?
Yeah, he was none too pleased with you in particular.
Probably.
Like you. Yeah. Godfrey said it was on sight with you.
Dude, let him.
He would fuck
let
you up.
Him.
Godfrey would murder you.
I would smash Godfrey.
Built like an African god.
Yeah.
I would smash Godfrey.
Godfrey was the one guy that like shit on us. And I was like, you know what? He's got some good points. I don't want any smoke with Godfrey.
You want no
Is Godfrey jacked?
Yeah.
Godfrey jacked. Would turn your skull into a hat.
Yeah. What's his problem?
And he's like 80.
What's his problem, dude?
He's got old man and
he's
black
old?
Strength.
You know what it is, dude?
I'll just carry a gun.
He does he fasts like 3 days a week. So when you fast, like, and you're black and jacked, you're going to be angry. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, that's how you
imagine
get, like,
when you're hungry,
to
dude.
The Egyptians.
Think about that's when you're
old, black, and fast.
Think about when you're hungry.
He's got an old face there, but he would fuck you up. Disregard the face. Cover his head up and look at that bod.
I don't know,
he
man.
He also does look very old there. I realize Godfrey looks very young when he's just...
It looks like he was doing his Cosby and got stuck in it.
Yeah.
Hold on. Did he smash us on Vlad TV? Because I'll definitely have to clap back to that.
I don't think he smashed you. No, it was on this shithole network. You just let people come on your fucking network and just trash
me. Why
am I supposed to? Yeah, I defend you. I was the only defender out there. I gave up a slice of my career for you assholes. Okay?
McDonald's.
Wait.
All right, I got a couple of interviews out of it.
Yeah. Let's make sure you.
Doug, I got to be honest with you. I really piggybacked off of Shane's.
Yeah, totally. That's
Shane's.
Okay.
I didn't benefit off of shit.
You did.
Nobody benefited off of you. You got comedian of the year. Be happy. I didn't even get a mention on the Interrobang. I benefited? How?
What?
Oh, thank you. Are you fixing things? What did I do?
What? Fixing your soundboard.
Oh, my soundboard? Oh, yeah, fix it. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Are we on right now?
Yes. This is this show. I always forget that this is what this show is.
It's a great show.
This show fucking stinks.
You stink, dude. That's your problem. Your attitude stinks. And if your attitude didn't stink, you'd be on SNL right now. It's a fact. It's a fucking fact.
Yeah, Flores would fuck you up.
Flores had the opportunity.
Flores would fuck you up.
He ran.
No, he didn't run. He did the right thing.
No,
he did the right thing.
I got to stop talking about it because I can easily be goaded into threatening him. He's on camera again.
He did what an adult is supposed to do.
Go to Twitter and bitch about it.
Try to fight people at comedy clubs like a fucking loser, dude.
Dude, I hope Jeselnik.
Knock it off.
Fucks your girlfriend.
Jeselnik?
Yeah.
Fucks who?
Your girlfriend.
Yeah, why?
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like you anymore.
What
We're
is it?
Friends.
What is it about Jeselnik? Why are you entering him?
Jeselnik doesn't like you.
Jeselnik doesn't like me.
Jeselnik fucking talks all that shit about you, dude. And he's such a good joke writer. Everyone's like, all right, fine, whatever.
Yeah, and that's a guy who lives like his truth, all right?
Is he? Good.
Everything he puts out there is real.
No, yeah. They're twisted, dude. They're dark.
Yeah, he's so
you
twisted.
You guys just aren't twisted enough to get it.
True. I love the dark, twisted endings of every one of his jokes.
And I was like, whoa,
I didn't see that coming.
It's like an Edgar Allan Poe.
Everyone. It's like, fucking, whoa, wait a second. That was your grandma? That was the slut you were fucking? What?
I was about to say painting.
Anyway.
Yeah, so
why are we doing this? Why did you make me say anything about Anthony Jeselnik?
I didn't say anything.
I'm a fan of his work. I think he's great.
You thrive off of fucking discontent.
Yeah, you just need to bring other people
love
down, dude.
Discontent.
I don't love discontent. I don't even know what discontent is. Don't tell me what I love, dog.
No, you are a unifier, dude. You are.
I am.
You're a unifier.
I really am, dude. I bring people together.
Not.
Okay, ready? Think about this. Do you think about the amount of people that I've brought together and create joy with versus the amount of people that I try to fight?
I'd say it's about equal.
that's a fitty.
Yeah, you're a net zero.
That's a wash.
That's not true. I work with thousands of comedians.
But you do need to chill out.
No,
you're
I don't.
With people.
You need to fucking. You
Twitter,
to
by the way, Twitter beefs are fucking embarrassing. Stop getting in them.
You need to stand up for
you
yourself.
You need to not get in Twitter
The entire
beef.
Country Bro. Fucking dunked their balls in your face. And
okay.
You just stood there
okay.
and took it.
Okay.
Took
Give
it.
Me a minute. What are you doing?
Really? Now we're going to change the lighting?
It's not. Dude, the way you get back at all these cunts is you don't fucking start popping off on Twitter right away.
I know.
You put together a decent career, and then at the end of it say, ha-ha, you guys were all gay that whole time.
And they all forgot about you since.
It doesn't matter.
They've already taken down 40 other guys.
No.
Yeah, you got to be strategic about it. Long view. It's about long view,
dude. It's about long view. That's what me and Matt are all about.
I have the long view.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You're right away. If somebody, if a fucking... Nobody talks shit on you. You freak out. And then everyone's
That's
like...
That's not true. Do you know how many nobody talks shit on me daily?
Yeah. That's crazy. Sure. I've seen it.
If I fucking...
What kind of hate do you get?
Doggy, I ignore 99% of it. I get no credit for not fighting everybody. Because there's a lot of people that pop a lot of shit. And I go, fine. Okay, cool. Look, and then eventually somebody just catches me when I'm hungry. Like, Godfrey, on a fasting day. And I'm like, you know what? Now I got to fucking...
You just got to slow down.
Wait, did he?
That's all I'm saying.
How did he recant? What did he recant? What did he say that he took back?
Did you pull out my clip?
He went after us.
For what?
Pretty hard. For the fucking.
That's a thing too. We can both beat up any comedian, the two of us together.
True. Not Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan would fucking.
Nah, we can
literally
both.
Make you guys 69 with his hands. Yeah.
I think we could beat up Joe, both of us together.
Two on one.
I always carry
saying.
A knife on me too.
Let me say.
So I'm gonna have a weapon.
No, you can't bring
I'm
a knife.
I'm not gonna pull it out. It's illegal.
Dude,
it's not illegal to pull out a knife.
It's
bigger than four fingers, dude.
Don't worry about it.
That's like a wives' tale. It's not real. That's like asking somebody if they're a cop, like an undercover.
It has switch action. I can't pull it out.
Yeah, don't pull it out, bro. Don't pull it out.
Please, leave it on my ankle,
please.
The butterfly knife. Like, do you really carry a knife with you at all times?
Yeah, I can't, dude.
Please.
I don't want to. Police and NYPD will actually pinch you for a blade.
I don't know if that's true. I think
one of my boys got taken down in the subway.
Yeah, what else was he doing though?
He was just walking. They frisked him, pulled his blade out. Dude, I swear to God, it happened to someone I knew. He had a pocket knife on him. They took him to jail.
Matt fucking hates New York. By the way, doesn't know anything about
it. Not true. I don't think this is true.
Dude, I'm gonna start coming here.
You'd better.
I came out of Penn Station. I'm going to start getting in a suit and taking my wife here on Sundays. We're going to hit the TGI Fridays in Penn Station.
Oh, dude, I've gotten drunk there a couple times.
We're going to get dressed up. One. My whole family's going to dress up and take a train and eat TGI Fridays at Penn Station.
And then back to leave.
Philly.
Not even...
Right back to Philly.
Yeah.
That'd actually be pretty enjoyable.
That'd be awesome.
Shannon, what did Godfrey say? What was his apology?
Nate recalls the words that were said, but he's looking up the part of the episode. We have to go through an hour and a half of the episode to find it.
Well, this is only an hour and a half, so there's a chance we won't.
There's a chance we will.
He's just listening to a better podcast.
Yeah.
This is fucking crazy.
Man.
I got him to admit that he was wrong.
Okay.
So.
No, I don't care.
Yeah, see, that's my problem. You treat me like an enemy when I'm a fucking friend.
I don't treat you like
yeah,
an
you
enemy.
Do.
Bro. All I said was you need to slow down. That's all I said. Just relax. Take a deep breath. Who gives a fuck?
I'm slow as shit.
You're literally fighting morons about comedy. It doesn't matter. Who cares about these people?
Sometimes, every once in a while, they just need to be told, Shane.
This morning, my son's mother yesterday left for Mexico. She's gone for good.
Talking about become.
Yeah. Her and a boyfriend going to Mexico. Not bad.
Nice.
God damn it. Wow. Look at you. Look what's happened. Now it's buzzing.
Man, somebody's going to have to get a new cell
phone.
Dude,
that was exactly what I thought was going to happen. People were going to be like, Butterly and Rainy again. And you're going to be like, I promise it's going to be good. And now the show's a disaster.
No.
Blame us. They're going to say,
we've been crushing it, dude. That opening bit about.
Say, I knew it.
That opening bit so far has been incredible. It's been one of the funniest things that's ever done on podcasting
history. I need consistency, dude.
You're good, dude. You got this. Don't worry. This is all going to be edited perfectly. Nobody will even see any of this part.
People what do you think, right
the
now?
Idiots that subscribe live, the 325 people watching live, they're morons.
They're hating it right now.
I don't know, Shannon. My mic's cut, right?
You know what? I'm going to jump in the live chat.
The dumbest fucking people of all time. The people that subscribe to Gas Digital.
They're here at 11 a.m.
Fucking
on a Wednesday.
Get a
life. They have nothing else to do.
I'll talk to the chat, dude. You guys sort out the fucking the bugs. Let me see what's up with my boys.
The air bugs? Chat. They're there. Even with the CBD, they fucking show up. They trail a little bit.
Shut
they're fucking
up, dude.
They're out there, I swear.
Do you mean bees?
Bees are just coming in my peripherals nonstop.
Bee is also coming with her boyfriend peripheral.
Come on, dog. Right now. Come on, his name is not peripheral.
There we go. I'm in the fucking chat. What's
I'm
up?
I'm gonna buzz.
Oh shit! You're in the chat. I'm in the chat too.
Yeah,
I'm
dude.
In the
cut
chat.
The, dude, cut the cameras. Too. I'm just going to go in the chat.
Let's do.
Oh, dude,
the
your fucking site.
In
the chat disappeared.
Oh, look at that, dude.
What the fuck,
you
man?
You know what? Have you tried to update your
iOS
operating system?
No, dude.
That's our first go-to with everyone that complains about Gas Digital.
Shit needs an. Does it have a dedicated app?
All right, look. Everyone,
what's going
fucking
on?
Chill. You know we don't.
Shit
and
needs,
you're making me say it out loud.
Do I know that? No.
All right, doggy, listen.
Fucking app. There we go.
Doggy, focus.
Oh, wait, I'm turning the chat off. I'm not sending it. Sorry.
Oh, that's so funny. Everyone's being like, that's not Lewis. We're watching him. You guys know there's like a 30-second delay, right? It's not. They are idiots.
This
Shannon actually
live.
Cut my mic for this. They are the dumbest people in the fucking world. I can't even handle it. It's ridiculous. So, okay. This morning, I'm on full-time dad duty now, which sounds, it's almost like, you know, sort of like, shitty to dads who are just always full-time dads. Like, you guys are full-time dads.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
They're called dads.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're adding a player.
What do they call it where you don't leave him somewhere for days?
It's like, you know, when you don't leave him at a gas station. Like,
but no, you guys are technically, okay, you have 50% of the responsibility, even though you're with your wife, that is... You put on your wife, and to be honest with you, you probably even put more than 50% of the responsibility on your wife, and you get to just fucking be dads and chill and work and do your thing. Me, I'm literally 50-50 with my son's mother. I take him 50% of the time. She takes him 50% of the time. Plus, I give this bitch child support.
You're lucky.
And not a little bit. I have him half the time. Mm-hmm. I spend more money on food. I never cook. I order out every time. Mm-hmm. I'm doing more than B, is what I'm saying. So you guys can't look down on me. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm doing more.
Not right now. You're not.
Come on.
Yeah,
man.
She's a busy bee.
She's in fucking Mexico with her boyfriend now.
You should count your lucky stars that you have any custody. They usually yank it out from under guys
like
you.
They would. Well, that was something that she would threaten with. Years ago, when we first broke up, she was like, I can just move with him.
How'd you get her to stop? You threatened to kill her?
I threatened to kill her, and everyone she knows.
I'll fucking kill you. I'll kill him, too. I can't see him anymore. I'll kill him, and he doesn't exist. I'll go back, and he'll never be born. You fucking bitch, I love you.
Did she send you my text messages?
I'm going to fucking wish he was never born all the time, dude. I'm going to wish on stars at night.
Every birthday.
Doggy.
Every fucking birthday.
But that's always something that they sort of hold over your head. Like, oh, just so you know, I could just fucking, you know. And, you know, luckily we got through. That was like when we first broke up and it was just toxicity.
Natural,
we were like just trying to fucking like hurt each other's feelings.
That's when the album was out.
Yeah. So, but then.
Fought so down screaming.
But then, you know, honestly, me and my son's mother have an incredible co-parenting relationship. Like, really, like, we are really great friends. We took him skiing last Sunday, just me and her. And it was, you know, it's really great. And we
your boyfriend doesn't ski.
And we're at a place now where I have him, we alternate weeks. Like, I have him 1 week, 4 days, the next week, 3 days. 1 week, 4 days, the next week.
Okay.
So we literally are 50-50, but she's off on another vacation. That's fine. She's going to Mexico. That's okay. But
now. Your child support money, get some daiquiris.
Doggy, she's literally.
Damn.
It's not even like I have him for 5 days. If you go by it mathematically with how much I pick up the fucking slack, I have him for like 2 months right now, technically, if you were to break down the responsibility, okay? If you can quantify the responsibility.
You're burdened but with caring for him for 2 months.
Two full months.
Yeah, she should take that into consideration.
You're an all-inclusive dad.
Doggy. Somebody said redo the child support settlement. His name is, and I don't want to get this wrong, Swastika White Lives Matter Swastika. Redo the child support settlement. There was no settlement. This is just out of
the gentleman's agreement.
The goodness of my fucking heart. And I wasn't making as much money when we first broke up. So now that I make more money, like I always just say, I'm just going to give you more money. He should experience a better life in every area of his life, regardless. Like, even though I'm not there.
Okay. Yeah. Your wealth should pour over him.
Yes, exactly. Sure. I completely agree.
Yeah.
So regardless, she's off for the next 2-3 months with her boyfriend in Mexico, Monday, whatever. And I am on full-time dad duty now.
His name's Monday.
He is a Monday.
I'm on full-time dad duty. So this morning I have to drive him to school. And usually I take him, he has homeschooling in the later half of the week. So usually I don't have to drive him to school except for Monday mornings. And I've gotten into the rhythm of Monday mornings. You know, usually we're right on time. It's pretty incredible. It works out
45 minutes late every day. But when we're right on time.
So today we go to
jumps into the window into the classroom like Bart Simpson.
He interrupts math class, taking his jacket off. Lighters are flying out of his fucking pockets.
So today I go to leave and 15 minutes early, we were scheduled to be there. 15 minutes early. That's a lot. And I'm fine. He likes listening to music. We listen to the
your album?
Little Shop of
Horror. The first thing that comes on in the car.
The Little Shop of Horror soundtrack. Oh, we listen to it. He loves it. We sing songs together. It's okay. We'll be in the car for 15 minutes. Who gives a shit, right, when we get there? So I leave. We get in the car. We're driving. I get about 5 minutes away from the house. And I'm like, oh shit, I need my wallet. I didn't have my wallet because I have to pay for parking. So I was like, you know what? We got a 15 minute grace period. Boom, let's go. So I'm not even just considering that. I stopped looking at the time. I was like, 15 minutes. I was already 5 minutes away from the house. Another 5 minutes back to the house. Now I'm scheduled to be 5 minutes early. In my head, I'm still scheduled to be 10 minutes early.
Actually, no, because then you have to redo that 5 minutes. So that's your full 15 minutes.
Well, no, because the wallet was just on my counter. That was like maybe less than a minute.
Okay.
So we're talking about 11 minutes now.
Pack a bowl.
So I got 11 minutes. That's enough time to smoke a cigarette and watch an episode of Full House.
Ah, shit. So in my head, though, I have another 10 minutes still.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I really need a coffee, James. And he's like, all right, cool. Yeah, whatever. So I stop at 7-Eleven.
Start grinding beans. Very elaborate espresso machine setup. I actually use a cup of coffee real quick.
I stop at 7-Eleven really quick to go grab a coffee. We go in, and while I'm on the line, this is wild. This is wild.
You're like, my casserole. You start running through the house.
There's two people ahead of me on the line, and the person at the front of the line is getting lottery tickets.
Oh, no.
And they're just like, I mean, dude, it's just like one of these fucking Lifetime Lotto assholes where it's like they really think they're going to win.
Yeah.
And they're,
reading a CVS receipt, like one line at a time, like seven.
Dude, it was crazy. He was dressed like Dave Attell, and he fucking was playing every lottery combination possible.
Yeah, let me get 3, 7, 4, forwards, backwards, sideways, upside down, and vertical.
Doggy. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, come on, let's go. And I don't want to freak out in front of James. So I'm just like, all right, let's just go. And he's just going and going and going. So at one point, James isn't even paying attention. I'm like, all right, cool, let's go. And we leave. And I just leave. I was like, I'm not paying for the fucking coffee. And he doesn't know. So we go to get in the car. We go get in the car. He goes in the back seat. I sit down. And then I see the guy from 7-Eleven come out. He's like, doing this in front of my car. And I'm like, oh, shit. I got caught stealing in front of my son.
Dude, this sounds like Luis J. Gomez fan fiction.
So then I was like, oh,
I start to blow the cup.
So then I go, oh, shit, James, I forgot to pay for my coffee. I played it off with him. And it's like, duh. So then I get out of the car, and he's like, oh, you forgot. And I was like, and then I was like, buddy, you're taking too long. And he's like, you don't come back here no more. And I was like, this guy's crazy, right? And I go in and pay for the coffee.
I would have grabbed his hands and put them around my neck. Like, James is attacking me! Oh, no!
It was, I mean, as brutal as it could possibly be. But I don't think my son was onto it, because he couldn't wrap his mind around why I would steal a coffee. I don't think he could even imagine why I would do that in that situation. Why wouldn't I just wait another minute?
But Papa,
yeah,
you would never...
So then we left, and because of having to be stopped even further, I realized now I'm running 6 minutes late to bring him to school. Then an accident happens on the bridge. 19 minutes late this kid was to school today. 19 minutes late to school.
So,
fucking Christ.
Yeah, it was usually plugs, and then it's, what, 48 minutes of Lewis talking about something.
Yeah.
And then we get to one of these stories.
Right, yeah, that's exactly it.
That sounds
okay.
Like a good format.
Now, we got some topics here, gentlemen. We could go over. One right off the bat jumps off the paper to me, which is Billy Boy back in the news here. Billy Cosby. Fucking Philly legend.
Hell yeah. Real ass.
He's a real ass dude.
Oh, real ass Bill
Cosby. Can you play that song that Lewis plays? The real ass dude song, please?
It just,
or what is Donald
N-word.
Duck saying the N-word?
What are they naming a rest stop after?
There it is.
What are you doing?
What, oh.
That's way too long. It drops
yeah,
way too long.
Yeah, you can
take your headphones off. You don't have to hear any of that shit.
Yeah, but then you don't know that.
Yeah, you
hearing.
Don't know the cues.
So, trouble at the William H. Cosby rest stop.
No, you got denied parole.
Every girl sleeping.
Yeah, contaminated ibuprofen at the William H. Cosby rest stop on 95.
You get denied parole after refusing to take part in a rehab program for
sexual predators. Yeah. What's the rehab program?
Fucking.
I guess they just, maybe they just walk out women in a glass cube like this.
And you just pick which
one reacts. Yeah.
That's the yogo. That's the yogo.
Sweating and shaking. They're like, well, you need help.
It's like dog training. They just make sure that you stay seated. It's good. And they give you a little treat. And they're like, yeah.
Wait, how long is he in jail for?
Ever.
So he was sent to
his fucking right eye comes back square.
Oh man, that eye is full Whitaker,
it's crazy.
Dude,
he looks like
wild.
He looks like a dying pug.
He was sentenced
dude, I had a pug.
Years.
I had a pug for like 15 years. He looks exactly like.
See, this
fucking
is why
Bill
you
Cosby.
Need the headphones.
Yeah,
shut up.
She's trying to tell me, and you're going off about your dead pug.
Yeah, because that's fucking important. Actually, the pug's what's dying out.
I know. What is it?
So he was sentenced to between 3 and 10 years in 2018.
What? That's
so,
it.
So right now he could have gotten out if he would have taken part
damn,
in that
dude.
Program.
Oh, his special God. When he comes
shit.
Back,
really,
be dude, bananas.
The reason why he claims he didn't take part in the program is he feels that it admits guilt, and he still claims that he's
classic.
Not guilty.
Good, yeah,
that's
classic
a
Philly
power move.
That's
dude.
Classic Philly.
He
dude,
might
denied.
Like his setup. Dude. It might be a good setup.
That is a fucking
yeah.
Good
he's
setup,
probably
dude.
Like, I got.
I hope he comes out harder and stronger and faster.
Dude, does dude.
Jack Bill Cosby.
I thought he comes out
oh,
fucking
dude.
Wild.
He comes back like just Chappelle young. From Africa. Dude. It's like,
dude.
Whoa, dude.
He's got teardrops, but it's just sleeping pussies on the side of his face. He's just like, ah, damn it.
Yeah,
fucking
that's all we need it, is an dude. Accused rapist doing 1,000 burpees a day.
Dude, that was... I don't even need the medicine anymore.
Dude.
Just take it.
He's just palming chicks. His...
Fuck, dude.
So he could have gotten possible parole if he went and admit or just did the class.
If he just said a little bit of my bad. He doesn't have to plead guilty. He just says my bad.
Yeah, they would have
all
let
right,
him out.
If he just goes a little bit of a misunderstanding, they'll give him some good boy points. But he's like, absolutely
nah,
not.
I like
not
this. Take on. Yeah, I like this move. Yeah.
I mean, he's staying steadfast, and
yeah.
That's the fucking power move to do.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not wrong, even though he got love naps tattooed on his fucking hand.
Yeah. No, it's just.
He's just like, call me at you.
Dude. Yeah, dude, his setup must be sweet.
Dude, you know it's fucking
you're gonna,
amazing.
He's going to get out and get ridiculed by
everyone
you ever see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, you know
who's going to
fuck with the man?
Dude, he
like,
comes out and he
person?
Fucking just he gives Hannibal Buress a fucking necktie.
Yeah.
Dude, fucking ooh. Christ, dude.
And he's in a container of other like fucking rapists, so it's like the Spider-Man
dude,
meme where they're just pointing at
are
each
they
other.
On the same wing?
He's in a fucking...
They put him in the same wing?
Yeah, so they don't get
is there a rape wing?
Yeah.
There's no way there's a rape
wing. It's like the Goodfellas of making soul food in prison.
Instead of like slicing the garlic with a razor,
this is deep fried chicken.
Yeah. They're just
I got
stepping on goose necks or whatever, or pig necks.
Or it's like it's like blow. He went in with a fucking associates in rape and came out all bachelors and fucking credit card fraud. He's like, I know how to do everything.
Yeah, yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Dude, soul cooking,
raping one woman at a time.
Yeah,
small
stupid.
Mass rape.
You're not going to get anywhere raping one woman at a time.
He's coming. He's doing like 4 or 5. He's doing group sessions.
He's got a single.
I mean, allegedly, it's all bad stuff. I don't like any of that. That's not.
Dude, and then he's on like an island like Diego Delgado. I was like, goodbye, bye, bye,
bye,
bye,
bye,
bye.
Yeah. Fuck no. Pretty cool if he's all about white power now too.
Oh man.
Oh, if you want Aryan,
he had to pick a side. He
in
went
the pen.
Yeah.
Man. If he came out,
those are his two options: either come out white power, or just like really let that eye rattle along. Dude, look like one of the bad guys. Like,
I got
Harry
some
Potter.
Literature for you.
Oh, you know who's controlling the media?
Say it's a million. With the chambers and the ghettos. And the...
I told Camille those were inflated numbers.
We need to secure a future for our children.
I don't have a great Cosby, but I do. He's going to come out unhinged and sound more like
dude,
me.
Dude, if he comes out to the fucking theme song of fucking Cosby Show just wearing a fucking swastika, it's like...
He's got Da Huxtables tattooed on his neck.
Jesus.
Holy shit.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that'd be crazy if any of that happened, right?
I mean, I hope it
does. Remember he was doing a show in Philly, like right before he went in?
Yeah,
he was at some, like, some random bar.
Yeah.
No. It, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know he did that.
It wasn't far from me.
Was that a Warm Daddy's or something? I was just
doing a guest spot on Tour A Show.
$145 came with a buffet. Yeah. It probably had a great time.
Yeah, so Billy Calls, dude.
He's coming out.
Just like prayers for Billy Calls.
Slicing pig feet with a tiny razor.
It makes them melt in there.
Practically.
Sauce.
It's pig's feet.
Macaroni with ketchup.
Yeah, dude.
Holy shit.
All these other ones, these are good. Queens man allegedly drugs and rapes his teen daughter's friends.
Oh, I gotta go.
Yeah, I was just gonna do the slow look up at Tommy. Like, is that why you ran here?
Tommy's putting on a trench
coat. I'm running 15 minutes late.
Sorry.
Tommy, you still have a scrunchie on your wrist.
He comes in dropping.
Is this the dude? Is this the guy?
Oh, yes. Man.
Damn. What is
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
What is that's like a...
Dude,
like
he's everything. Everything.
Dude, that's like an old Iroquois painting.
Honestly.
What the fuck is this guy?
That's a buffalo soldier,
that's a fucking,
dude.
Remember when they... Before they figured out how to put black people in video games? They all kind of look like...
He is, dude. He's a 1990s like avatar.
Dude, he looks like a creator wrestler, dude.
Holy shit. He's everything. He's everything. Dude.
Jesus Christ.
He's truly everything.
You sound like a confused juror now, dude.
He's everything.
It's like from the future.
Jesus.
That was
Christ.
Him, though? Is that a real picture?
Yes. Yeah, that's him.
Whoa.
So his daughter.
My eighth grade chin beard, dude.
What if cops started doing like the composite sketches and create a wrestling
call?
How many cool tattoos did he have on his face? Let me just
wait, Shannon, finish what you were just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to hear
Tommy's
that.
Gonna keep talking over
me. Tommy is here.
He's got the stupid. I can't hear you.
He's Italian.
Okay, so he would have his daughter invite her friends over for sleepovers.
Hot.
And then he would drug them and rape them.
Oh my God.
While
wait,
they fell
so the daughter was in on it?
No.
Your daughter's your bottom bitch?
You know what, though? Damn, dude. It isn't specified whether the daughter is in on it.
What?
Well, I'm sure she's not.
Well,
they were 13.
You can't be sure.
13?
13. Yeah.
Jesus.
I mean,
damn.
Well, they were waking up. They were like, they weren't like, that was a weird night.
No, they were, he drugged them. They were incapacitated.
Still.
So they, well, how did they find out about
this? So your position is that
he was coming inside the money woke up.
How'd they find out?
Oh, how'd they know? I mean, like, what did we do last night? I feel so pregnant.
How'd they find out?
I have some questions.
That's a great question, Ryan. How did they find out about this?
The cops just followed a bunch of snail trails across the sidewalk back to his house.
Oh, my God.
So it doesn't say how they found out, but the suspect is currently on the lam and speaks with a Jamaican accent.
Is it a fake?
Of course he's got a Jamaican.
Is it fake?
He's everything.
He's like, hey, mom.
I want to touch your daughter, boy.
Fake dread. Wait, he's on the lam. How the fuck aren't they finding this guy in like Seriously. 10 seconds?
First of all, you ever been to Queens? Yeah,
good call.
It's a he's great got place to hide.
Fake dreadlocks outside of a limited two. Like, where you going, girl?
How'd they know, he says.
How'd they know?
You're in Queens and 13. Look out.
Yeah, be
Queens
on the lookout. 13.
Put out an APB for a Jamaican guy in Queens.
That's every nationality.
That's all, folks.
All right, thanks for watching today's Real Ass Podcast, brought to you by YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo.